AM 790 Talk and Business presents Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next water fire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And good afternoon and welcome to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island, the newest one-hour talk show and entertainment program on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And every Wednesday, I'm here with my co-host, Barnaby Evans, the artistic director and creator of Water Fire. Hey,
howdy,
Barnaby.
Brandon.
What a nice day, huh?
It's a gorgeous day. It's going to be good this Saturday, too.
I know the weather. What is it, like 80 degrees, I think, in the
afternoon? It's going to be nice. We're looking forward to a grand celebration with our friends in the Providence Police Department and with National Grid.
That's right. I mean, so we've got a really kind of exciting lineup of guests here. Just so everybody knows, we are in studio with the Chief of Police, Colonel Hugh Clemens. Again, hello, sir.
Good afternoon, Bronwyn. Thank you, Barnaby, for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of planning, haven't we, Hugh?
We have, and it's upon us already. I can't believe it. And Barnaby, thank you as well for the weather. You worked on that, and it looks like it's going to come through.
And we have also, you know, I don't know if anybody knows this, and you should know this because you've probably been seeing it all over the television, but our huge community partner, National Grid, actually stepped up to sponsor the entire full water fire lighting this weekend, which is just such, it's really unbelievable, and we're so grateful. So we have Marisa Albanese, who is the Manager of Community and Customer Management at National Grid, right, Marisa?
Yes, I am. Thanks. We're happy to do it. So happy to be here and enjoy talking to you this afternoon.
I really want to say from the standpoint of the City of Providence and the Providence Police Department, we can't thank National Grid, Tim Horan, Marisa Albanese for their stepping up to the plate. We have very many business partners, clergy partners, social service partners in the city. And when we first started planning this event, National Grid stepped right up to the plate, and they've been a great partner for years. And I've been a partner of National Grid for years. My dad worked there for 37 years when it started as National Grid, and then later, Narragansett Electric, and then later National Grid. So you've been great partners with the Providence Police.
And they're also first responders in many respects. You know, we have a storm that comes through, and, you know, they're looking for... They're usually looking for electricity before they're looking for your department.
That's true.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've been doing a lot of planning with the National Grid Group as well. So there's two massive events happening. National Grid is actually taking over the Washington Street Bridge and has got so many fun educational and interactive aspects of the demonstrations that are going to be happening there. Marisa, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure. You'll see a lot of our presence over on the Washington Street Bridge. We'll have our partner, Rise Engineering, who actually helps us to go out and conduct energy audits in people's homes. If you haven't had one and you're a National Grid customer, I encourage all of you to sign up for one. It's no cost to our customers. It's covered through an energy efficiency charge that every National Grid customer pays on their bill. And it takes about an hour. It's not very invasive. But even if you don't decide to go through with any of the measures that RISE suggests, some of which may be insulation or air sealing, you walk away from the audit with a power strip that helps you to attach all of your appliances at home and through with one switch instead of going around the house and unplugging everything, so you don't have slate energy use from all of your appliances. You can hit the power button on that. You have an LED bulb. You get some CFL light fixtures as well, and a lot of great tips on how to save energy. So that's just one section of the
booth. So while people are down at Waterfire, will they be able to sign up to make appointments for this? Or
they will.
Okay, great.
People can visit our booth and they can sign up for an energy audit right there.
Oh, fun. And then I was reading about there's going to be an opportunity to take pictures with one of your bucket trucks.
There is. We do have a lot of events. We've got over 850 employees living in Rhode Island, and, you know, most of them have grown up here and have children, and our employees' kids and children in the neighborhood really like to take photos with the bucket truck. So we have a simulated photo booth. It's actually a half front of one of our buckets, and kids can try on the vests that our workers wear and throw on a hard hat and take a photo home with them.
You might have some future employees
we
there.
We could.
You know?
No, this is something that will be very popular.
Yeah. And then there's another thing that I don't know. This I found to be really cool. And it says it's just for kids, but because we have such incredible RISD students around us and we're such an artist community, there's a place to go and help us decorate some of these refrigerators that most people are getting rid of, right? And to make artwork out of them.
We do. That's always popular. We have a lot of we did have at one time an exhibit all through downtown Providence of refrigerators that had been recycled, and we had some RISD students help with those. But, yep, kids and adults as well can come up and help decorate the refrigerators, and then I'm sure we'll have them on display at some point later.
Yeah, and I know that National Grid, not only are we thankful at WaterFire, but you do a lot of work in the community. And isn't that one of kind of your credos, is that you want to make a better community?
It is. I mean, you know, we've got employees who live and work here in Rhode Island. We also have employees who work in our Massachusetts locations that live in Rhode Island. And one of our signature programs is called Power to Serve. And that's really our employees going out into the community and helping, whether it's a one-time event, like a cleanup at Save the Bay, or we have partnerships with the schools that are right in our footprint. So we have a great partnership with Gilbert Stuart Middle School and with Charles Fort and Lima that are across from our gas facilities, and also with Leanne Feinstein School at Sackett Street that's across from our Melrose Street location.
Yeah, and I got to say, I think this is such a perfect tie-in then to have the 150th police celebration or of the Providence Police Department along with what you're doing, because I know as part of this kickoff celebration, Hugh, this is also kicking off a lot of the work, and we're highlighting some of the work that you do in the community with the schools and really with trying to help. I know that there's a foundation you're starting. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I wanted to announce tomorrow night, and it will be in a piece that the Providence Journal has agreed to do as well in the Sunday paper. I wanted to start once and for all the Providence Police Foundation, which will be called the Providence Police / Community Foundation, which will more closely tie the police department to activities of young boys and girls, young men and women, and community groups with the Providence Police Department. Many of the larger police departments like the NYPD, the LAPD, they have this type of foundation. This one will be slightly different in that we won't use it for police activities, training. It will be specifically for events and activities with the police department coordinated with these groups in the community.
So it's a perfect marriage here,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that sounds great. Actually, the Colonel and I serve on a board together, so we've known each other for a while in that capacity of giving back to the community. So it's nice to see that you'll be starting that foundation.
And we do this on a regular basis. Just as an example, as recent as last night, there were three separate national night outs. They're done all over the country. Originally, Providence had one. We now have three all over the city. And National Grid was there last night.
What's a night out? Can you explain?
It's a night out where the theme of the whole National Night Out is they get law enforcement, all partners in the community, like National Grid, and they have a host of activities in a particular community, whether it's Providence, Rhode Island, or Phoenix, Arizona, and the community and neighborhood takes back their community. That's the theme of the night out.
And it's about having people out on the street, and that's what makes a street safe. And also, I think, knowing the police officers who are there, it's good to see them. So you've done a lot of things with students as well.
We have some pretty unique mentorship programs that we've conducted over the last several years in the city. One I'll speak about in particular is a YPI. It's a youth police initiative, right, where we sign up maybe a half dozen, a dozen youth at risk in a particular neighborhood, and we team them up with members of the Providence Police for a month-long period. They'll go through several sessions, and it's remarkable the turnaround in these young boys and girls, young men and women, at the completion of the program. And the relationships that it fosters going forward has really turned the mindset around about the friendship with police officers and these young boys and girls, young men and women.
And it's more than the relationship. It's understanding the position the police often find themselves are and realizing what a resource they are, and they're there to solve problems. I remember I did a ride-along with the Providence Police, and you realize what a complicated situation it is where everyone's got their own versions of the story, and it's your job to come in and sort it out and keep safety and... It's an admirable job all of you do, so thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I know it's been great, and we're going to be coming back. I'm speaking again with Marisa Albanese from National Grid and Colonel Hugh Clemens from our Chief of Providence Police, and we'll be doing the rundown of all the incredible events that you're going to see this Saturday and that you can participate in. And welcome back. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we have been here talking to our friend Marisa Albanese from National Grid, the big sponsor of the Waterfire coming up this weekend. We're talking to her a little bit about what they do in the community, but we're going to talk a little bit more about what people can expect to see and participate in and learn as they come to Waterfire on Saturday. And, of course, we also have with us our Chief of Police, Colonel Hugh Clemens, and it's a huge night for these men in blue and women, actually, the 150th being celebrated on Saturday. So two incredible groups here and a wonderful marriage because, again, Barnaby, you said this in the beginning, both first responders. When we really look at it, when something goes down and something goes out, I know that we rely, like especially in the hurricane season and stuff like that, for the National Grid to be there. And then I know you work so closely with the police department and, again, share the same values when it comes to reaching out to your community. But, Barnaby, you had some wonderful questions that you were asking during the break.
Well, I was just thinking of, you know, National Grid's commitment to energy efficiency and trying to, you know, I think one of the perennial problems is people look at that initial cost of, say, an LED light bulb, but they don't realize that over the life of the bulb, it's a huge savings for them, and it helps with the amount of energy you need to invest in for generations, for electrical generation and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to have demonstrations of some of these LED bulbs, which you can get with the energy audit as well.
Sure. There's actually a really fun, tangible demonstration that people can participate in. Kids like it, but when we go to community events, I've seen adults monopolize right. some of their time there, too. We have a bicycle and then a hand crank bicycle, we call it. And it's a physical demonstration that shows you how much energy is required to light up an LED bulb, a compact fluorescent bulb, and then a standard bulb that people might have in their homes.
Sure.
And so you can really see the difference between maybe one crank of the bike lights up an LED, but it takes maybe 10 to 12 to light up a regular standard bulb.
Exactly. And these efficiencies, just they save energy, they reduce air pollution, they reduce investment in you know, the physical plant you need to make for generations, but they also reduce heating of the house, so your air conditioning bill goes down. There's a lot of synergies of reasons for making this transition.
There are, and, you know, the bottom line is people can save money on their utility bills, whether it's electricity or natural gas, and we rarely encourage that. Sometimes that doesn't make too much sense to customers, that we would encourage them to save money because we're the utility company. But really, it prevents us, as you said, Barnaby, from investing in large infrastructure projects that have to continually supply more and more and more energy. So it's really great when the community can come together and save energy. And we actually have several community challenges going on across Rhode Island. We've got a program called Find Your Four, which is really designed. It's a behavioral program, and it really helps people to focus on ways that they can save energy. And you can sign up at our website. That will also be present at our area in Washington Street. And really, people just make a pledge to find four ways to save energy. It can be something as simple as turning off a light switch when you leave a room, to shutting off the power strip. One of the things that we really encourage folks to do is everyone has an iPad, a phone, something
exactly.
that they plug in to charge overnight. And usually you just unplug the phone and walk away and that plug is still in. And so
and that's
if
still
you have
using power. That's,
still
that's,
using
that's
power.
That's the point. There's all this passive power use that you don't realize is being used by these, yeah.
Speaking of charging things, can I just interject here? Because one of the last year when you came on as a season sponsor, you introduced as a service to all of the attendees at Waterfire these charging stations, because people come down and they're taking pictures with their phone or they haven't charged up their phone.
Right.
And there's nothing worse than either trying to get in touch with your friend to say, meet me in Market Square, and your phone dies, or you're trying to take pictures and your phone dies. So what you all did was you created a solution to a problem, and people went gaga over it. And so at Waterfire, I know on Saturday, but also for the next three Waterfires, you will find charging stations positioned throughout the installation, so that if you find yourself in that spot where there's only one bar or maybe no bars left on the phone, you can go to the National Grid charging station and charge your phone up, and you're good to go. So thank you for coming up with that solution.
Oh, you're welcome. We're
and it's a comfortable place. There are chairs. It's a very hospitable sort
yes,
of
yes, nice place to relax while your phone yeah. charges again.
So, again, all these wonderful things are happening. Actually, can we talk a little bit about your community assistance van?
Sure. You'll see one of our vans, we have those across our footprint in New England and New York, and they're in the National Grid colors, so the same colors that you would see on your bill, their logoed on the van. And that's something that we would use directly with the police department and first responders. So if there's a major incident in, say, in Providence, we might have the van in a particular neighborhood. And it's really a place where we can use it as a mini command center, but more importantly, residents who live in that area can come up and ask questions. They could, that would have a charging station with it as well. If they didn't have power, they could recharge a phone. And so we like to bring it to different communities right now to show that we have it, but that it's available for use during an event.
Well, I know we're going to need it for this event, because this event kicks off with, well, actually, I just want to put it out there. I know, Colonel Clemens, that there's something very special being done to say thank you to our policemen and women. And that's happening before the event, and for policemen and women and their families. And that's down in Roger Williams Memorial. So I know that we want to get the word out there, so that if anybody hasn't heard about it and they're part of your family, essentially, to come on down. It's a picnic from 5 to 8. Lots of fun things for kids to do, right?
Yes, and I think it's important. We are the largest and most diverse police department in this state. We are the Capital City Police Department, and we felt it was important before this major water fire event to also as well have a separate event or a mini portion, beginning portion of a pre-event down at the Roger Williams Green. And we found out while we set up that location that the first precinct house for the Providence Police Department was originally located right there on the Roger Williams Green, so it's fitting.
It's perfect. And then, just to let everybody know that you should gather in the basin a little bit early. There's, before we even kick off the police celebration, I know that we are doing a Bolivian festival ritual, right, Barnaby?
Yeah. Once again, we're welcoming our friends from the Bolivian community in Providence, which has a wonderful annual festival they do every year. And I think they parade down from Smith Street and come down, and they will be doing the Amara fire lighting ritual, where they've lit our fires in August for, I think, 6 or 7 years now. So we'll have Bolivian music playing, and they will be doing a traditional Bolivian dance. That's before sunset, but on the stage. But we do encourage people to come down early to Water Place Basin, because when we'll be lighting the fire in honor of 150 years of the Providence Police, we will have 150 representatives from the police coming down, and a torch Prometheia talking about this protecting the city for 150 years and honoring people for their service. But we'll also they'll be led in by the Providence Police Department pipe and drum band, which will be playing as well. It's going to be a very special, spectacular opening.
And then I know the honor guard. We talked about that as well, Hugh. They'll be present, right?
Being a large police department, we have a lot of smaller entities within the police department, so the pipe and drum band, the honor guard, the mounted patrol, as well as the motorcycle unit with all the members of the Providence Police, 150 lighting torches. It's going to be exciting, and we're very thankful to the group from Waterfire, and very thankful to National Grid.
I know Tim's looking forward. Tim Horan, who's our president in Rhode Island, is looking forward to lighting the torches with you and participating in the parade.
Yeah, then the parade will go actually in two routes. So the vehicles will be going along Memorial Boulevard, but the pipe and drums and the honor guard, and then you know that you and all the other 150 torchbearers will be led through the installation, which should be pretty amazing, and over the College Street Bridge, and arriving in the ballroom, which, again, this is such a special event because we have not had a ballroom, Barnaby, since 2012. Right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so and it's one of Waterfire's most beloved signature events. So if you're going to throw a birthday bash celebration and get people up and dancing and celebrating, I can't think of a better place to do it than the ballroom. So I know that we'll be parading up there and having a cake celebration. And tell everyone to warm up their voices, right, Hugh? Because we're singing Happy Birthday, right?
Yes, we are going to sing Happy Birthday. And just to make clear, the ballroom's open to absolutely everyone. That's we're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the police, but it's going to be swing. There'll be dancing and lessons starting at 7, I believe.
Dance lessons start from 7 to 8 with Providence Swing. So the public is invited to come down, you know, get your dancing shoes on, learn a few new steps before the excitement begins. And then Roger Cerisi, who we'll be talking to later on in the show.
He'll be playing.
This phenomenal singer named Tony Serbo, who we'll talk about a little bit later, will be playing as well. And then, yeah, there's going to be a very large party in the ballroom. But there's other things I wanted to talk about that are going to be there.
Just to finish that thought, the ballroom is at the intersection of Wabasset and Westminster, right off of the Waterfire area and Memorial Boulevard, right under the Turkset building there at that intersection. And it's a grand event. Mm-hmm. So you were going to go to something else.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, also, I know we only have a minute or so left here, but the Providence Police came out with this really amazing book. I saw, actually, they highlighted it on the roadshow this morning. Don't know if you knew about that. And I know tomorrow night there's a book signing, right, Hugh?
Yes, at the Barnes & Noble bookstore in the Warwick Mall.
So I think there's just a couple more things to talk about with you guys. So can we bring you back for a few minutes after the break?
Sure.
All right. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island on your AM 790 station for talk and news. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.